This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Thursday, the 13th of April. How do you do? I'm Doug Steffen. Welcome to the Good Day Hour, an overview of what's going on in our country and in the world. The things that people are talking about, I try to give you my, I don't like the word analysis, my thoughts on these things. And my thoughts aimed at the CEO of United Airlines, Oscar Munoz, are you're a doofus and you're going to lose your job. And it'll be probably pretty soon when you'll lose your job, and you deserve to lose your job. It's very interesting how this whole thing is floated around. And the negative PR, the story that someone started, whoever was connected with United, trying to discredit this guy, David Dow, turns out there are two David Dows, and they're both doctors, and the information that somebody, quote-unquote, somebody put out about David Dow that was dragged off the plane was not correct. Was there a David Dow? And apparently this is a fairly common name in Vietnam. Well, the translation of the names from Vietnam to English. There's no David in Vietnamese. I'm sure there's a Dow translated backwards. But anyway, the story of this fellow is not what we were thinking yesterday, based on the bad information that came out from someone who tried to plant things to discredit this guy. Anyway, that's the way I see it. That's what I hear. I didn't think, looking at this guy under the circumstances, that he was what they said he was. But anyway, we all chuckled about it yesterday a little bit because that's what we knew yesterday. Today, something else is known. Other things that are known is that Dr. Dow has a personal injury lawyer, and yesterday asked the Cook County Court to issue an order for United and the City of Chicago to keep all footage, all audio recordings, all reports, all material from the flight. Story in today's Chicago Tribune suggests that through this whole thing, which happened on Sunday night, the folks at United have been trying to figure out behind the scenes, apparently, how to get rid of as much information as they have so they don't get themselves caught in a multi-million dollar lawsuit. They are going to get themselves caught in a multi-million dollar lawsuit. They're going to get sued and sued and sued. Matter of fact, there's a class action lawsuit already established, and United, trying to get out in front of that at least, announced that they would reimburse all passengers in the amount of their tickets. Well, I got news for you. The lawyers that are representing Dow, or any good ambulance chaser, is going to look at this, and they offer to give them, what, back a couple hundred bucks? I bet you by the time they're done, each passenger will end up with about $100,000 and $150,000 because of emotional distress or something else that they'll find. This thing's going to be in the courts for years, and that's why Munoz is going to lose his job. He was asked to resign, and he said, quote, "No, I was hired to make United better, and that's what we'll do." Really? What a foolish... He's been the chief executive officer since United combined with, let's see, who'd they... Continental. So that's been 4 years at least, 5 years maybe. We're going to make it number one. No, they're not. Not with his leadership. It trickles down. If you don't know how to manage the people that work under you, and then they don't know how to manage the people under them, and then the people under them aren't managed properly, and you can see it in the surly attitudes. The same with every, in my experience anyway, every airline is more or less the same, but they're not as stupid as this. They get out in front of it. Now, this is going to be a classic case for business schools. I can see Bentley and Babson, two of the big schools in my area of Massachusetts that are business schools. These courses will be built out of this and how United screwed up. Their share prices went down like a rock, and then they went up a little bit yesterday after Munoz was on Good Morning America. But the social media pounding that United is taking, a pounding, hashtag Boycott United is the strongest trending on any, you go to any site. How many different ones are there, would you say, Kara, when it comes to, there were probably half a dozen of these from Yahoo to
if not more
Facebook.
Than that.
Yeah. So the number one thing this week is going to, this story may even overtake something political from Donald Trump. And you look at, again, or understand what's being said here with the, I guess Dow was interviewed, even though he's still in the hospital, being treated for the injuries that he suffered. He said he wasn't doing well, everything was injured. United said that they would give, in one statement, they said they'd give $1,000 to customers to give up their seats. So why wouldn't they give customers $1,000 instead of just paying for their ticket? Give them $1,000. But that's not going to be enough either. What they'll do when they send you the money for the ticket, they'll say, you by signing this, you agree to waive all future claims. So anybody in their right mind isn't going to. Most of the people on that plane of it have their own lawyers. Guaranteed, this thing is going to cost tens of millions of dollars in legal fees. They'll try to settle it out of court, probably, to keep it from becoming a circus. But I'm going to bet these guys will have huge demands. Anyway, Munoz, he just doesn't get it. Horrible leadership. My God. Under the circumstance. That's why it'll be a textbook case. The internet has some interesting mottos for United. United has been an okay airline as far as but it's never been a great airline. It's been an okay airline. But the more of this stuff, when you look at the story, the leadership doesn't even acknowledge what everybody else seems to acknowledge, that now it's known that that they didn't have an overcrowded situation. They weren't overbooked. They had empty seats. So forcing the random passengers off the plane was just bad judgment on the part of the people at the desk. Here's somebody posted, bored as a doctor leaves a patient, the new United. I've actually posted on a couple of places. I think I put them on the DJV site, Kara, some silly clips from a couple of these airplane movies.
Yeah, yep.
Yeah.
It's pretty accurate now, which is sad. I also saw a funny one. It was about Southwest. I think it said that their new slogan was, "We beat other airlines' prices, not our customers," or something like that.
Right, yeah.
But you know what I'm curious about? So if the information coming out is that none of this stuff about him was true, it was actually about another David Dow.
Yep.
Can he sue people for libel?
Probably.
I don't know if he wants to be stuck up in court cases.
He'll be all set. His family will be all set. Everybody in fact, this guy is going to absolutely clean up. Early boarding, late boarding, waterboarding, all the same to United. Let's see what do they have? United, we purge, an American tradition. All right. If we cannot beat our competitors, then we beat our customers. That's just, and the couple of videos of Harrison Ford as the president on Air Force One, beating up. You see that United. New motto, get off of my plane. Remember that line from when he threw the bad guy off the plane?
Yeah.
They're
a laughing stock now. I don't see any way that the CEO can stick around.
Drag and drop. There's another motto. After flying United, you'll never want to fly with another airline again. It's eeny, meeny, miny, mo. Which passenger has to go? Yeah, man. All right, so here's a comparative. Just for the heck of it, I thought you'd find this interesting. United Airlines, as the center of the outrage, has brought this process of getting people off the plane, the scrutiny that has come from a number of the business magazines. Here's something from Forbes magazine indicating that Delta, taking care of the customers when they overbook a flight. This past weekend, for example, Laura Bloom, a writer for Forbes, tells a story of how Delta paid her $11,000 to not get on the plane from Florida because the plane was so overbooked. They kept asking and asking, and they kept going up and up and up. So finally, she and her family got $11,000 to get off the plane. I never even get on the plane. She was going from New York to Florida with her husband and her daughter, and she was worried because Delta had canceled a lot of flights because of bad weather. And that's part of the cost of doing business, too, by the way. Bad weather, so you got to take care of people. The government's going to really scrutinize this stuff again. And instead of... there's already a bill floating around, and there was before this happened, to change the credit that they allow you. Like, okay, give me $800 worth of travel credit. Bunk them. You give them cash. So... here's where Delta differed from United when a flight was overbooked. United stopped offering money at $800, then picked travelers at random. Delta kept offering more money. So there were $900 per ticket and gift cards. Bloom's husband decided to haggle. He offered $1,500 a ticket, and ticket agent countered with $1,350, and so on and on. They gave him another $4,000 for missing two flights. Anyway, that's how that works. This is a disgrace, and it'll become, it'll be around. This conversation is going to be around for a while. 18 past the hour, speaking of conversation, this is the Morning Conversation Connection on Good Day.
I'm Jane Applegate, small business expert, with another tip for growing your business, brought to you by Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Set up multiple local numbers to give your business the appearance of being local, no matter where your office is. I also recommend adding a toll-free number to make it easy to serve national customers. There are some 800 numbers, but you can also have an 877-866 or 844 toll-free vanity number that makes your number easy to remember and promotes your business. Keep listening for more ideas here and visit grasshopper.com.
Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, landlines are a thing of the past with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business. Get all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone with our iPhone and Android apps. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
Flowers aren't the only things blooming this spring. For many Americans, it's also the season when thoughts turn to the prospect of buying a home or refinancing a mortgage. Ally Bank's mortgage executive Craig Evans offers some tips for success.
A 30-year fixed-rate loan remains the most popular mortgage option, but adjustable-rate mortgages, or ARMs, are gaining in favor as rates start to rise nationally. Since every borrower is different, it's crucial to work with experts who understand your situation and can guide you through the entire process.
Evans says buyers should also look for tools to get started. Ally Home, the bank's new home loan equal housing lender, offers borrowers the ease of exploring their options online at ally.com.
Ally Home's affordability calculator can help analyze your household income and your current financial obligations to estimate how much house you can afford. For most people, buying a home is the biggest purchase of their life. So having the right tools and a dedicated support team can make all the difference.
Learn more at ally.com. Member FDIC.
Are you living with a growing prostate? Do you pee more often than you used to? Do you wake up to go? Be honest. Is there a drop in your romantic life? Prostate problems don't go away on their own, so you need to call for a free bottle of Super Beta Prostate, the number one non-prescription formula for your prostate. The ingredients are natural. With Super Beta Prostate, you'll have less urges to urinate, less waking at night, and an improvement in your romantic life. Try it for free. Pay only shipping and handling. Super Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules to get the same active ingredient in just one Super Beta Prostate tablet. Stop running to the bathroom and call us now for your free bottle. Hurry, this free offer won't last. Call 1-800-507-1004. That's 1-800-507-1004. 1-800-507-1004.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Road again. Oh, it's always refreshing, isn't it?
On the road again.
This song, don't we all just love? I just love listening to him. My friend, I can't wait to get on the road again. Willie Nelson, Bob Dylan, Sheryl Crow, other people putting together a bit of summer fun, a summer tour. And Willie, put the, I guess this is a Willie deal, the Outlaw Music Festival, and he's calling a lot of the people who are icons in country music, saying you want to come along, and people say, yep, you're attached to it, I'm coming. So this is kicking off July 1st in New Orleans. Let's see here, Willie's pals, the Avett Brothers, Sheryl Crow, Lucas Nelson. I don't know the Avett Brothers. What do we know about them, Jen Jen?
I don't know much about them. Victoria, I heard you. Do you know something?
They're, I kind of liken them to, they're kind of like folk country. So I kind of liken them a little bit to like Mumford and Sons. They're kind of, I think, in that genre.
Kind of an alternative country.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So this
people
is a show.
Big fan base, though.
Yeah, they put a premium on craft beers, local eateries, that sort of thing when they travel around. Bob Dylan's involved in this in some way, shape, or form. Is he going? He's going to go on the tour with
car starting.
People,
hold on,
right?
He's performing. Yeah. Well, you know, he's got that new album of from the American Songbook. So
yeah, right. Well,
here's what I'm going to get promote. To
The first leg of the show is in Syracuse, July 16th. Willie said, quote, "We had such a blast launching and playing last year's Outlaw Music Festival. We had to take it out on the road. This was a Scranton, Pennsylvania deal last year. Remember that?"
Mm-hmm.
Tickets go on sale a week from Friday, yeah, the 21st. He is going to release another album, God's Problem Child, April 28th, and he's going to take the stage at the Stagecoach Festival in Indio, California, on the 29th of April. Wasn't he out for a while because he didn't feel well?
He had bronchitis or something, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Here's another great one. Crank this up, Tara, will you please? His version of the City, the Guthrie song, City of New Orleans.
You know, I don't think he pretends to have the world's best voice, but he's got that rich honey sound.
It's just a story voice.
It's so
it's
unique.
A story voice. Whenever I hear this song, all I can think about is my childhood. I've told you this story before about my grandmother living in the small town of Ashley, Illinois. My mother grew up, and they were on the main line of the Illinois Central. And I can remember when I visit there in the summertime, I'd go out and stand next to the tracks and watch the trains, the freight trains and the passenger trains in the city of New Orleans would come by every afternoon. I remember it was 2:11. Why I remember that, I don't know. But I'd run. I could hear the whistle blowing coming way down the track, and because it was flat for miles, you see the light way off, and the train comes by, and there was always a conductor on the end. The last car had a circular end to it, and the emblem for the city of New Orleans. And the conductor would always be out there waving, and a little kid like me, 5-6 years old, thought that was a cool. I still get ghost bumps thinking about it.
Well, that's where Miles gets it from, then, right?
That's right.
That's cool where Miles gets it from. Yeah. Love those trains. All right, other musical news today. Don Henley and Santana, Stevie Miller, Roger Daltrey set for the Rock Getaway in Mexico. A lot of rock stars lined up for this festival at the Hard Rock Hotel Riviera in Mexico, October 26th to the 5th of November. That'll be a good place for me to celebrate my birthday, Jen Jen. What do you think?
I like that.
Yeah. Let's see.
It's
this
a huge
is
lineup.
All-inclusive vacation set from Don Henley, Santana, Steve Miller, Bad Company, Foreigner, REO Speedwagon. This is a good group. Pat Benatar, we love Charlotte. Cheap Trick, George Thorogood. Where the, I haven't even heard. Where the hell's he been?
He's been forever. Yeah. My brother saw him last year. He's still plugging away.
Really? How's he look and sound? Got it?
I guess he sounds okay. I forget who he played with, but yeah.
He's been quite a prolific performer. 28 after on the DJV show.
Hi, this is Leslie Segretti with a tip for love in your laundry room presented by Speed Queen. For a super productive space, laundry rooms should be organized to keep items used often close at hand. Wall cabinets with wire baskets below are great to store detergents, dryer sheets, and cleaning supplies. Wall-mounted brackets for irons or ironing boards can clear up counters for your folding space. Add shelves to unused corners, and you've got space for storage baskets to hold everything else. Learn to love your laundry room at speedqueen.com.
Question time. Are you hiring? You know where to post your job to find the best candidates? Posting your job to one place isn't enough to find the best candidates. If you want to find the perfect hire, you need to post your job on all the job sites, and now you can do it. With ZipRecruiter.com, you can post your job to 200-plus job sites, including social media networks like Facebook and Twitter, all with a single click. Find candidates in any city or industry nationwide. Just post once and watch your qualified candidates roll in to ZipRecruiter's easy-to-use interface. No juggling emails or calls to your office. You can quickly screen the candidates, rate them, and hire the right person fast. Find out today why ZipRecruiter has been used by Fortune 500 companies and thousands of small and medium-sized businesses. Right now, you can post your job on ZipRecruiter free by going to ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. That's ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. One more time. To post free your jobs, go to ZipRecruiter.com/DJV.
Across the globe, a child goes blind every 5 seconds. We live in a culture saturated with visual cues, but for some, the world is a blur. Since 1997, the Little Rock Foundation has been leading innovative social programs, advancing legislation, and providing information and education to those affected by visual impairment. Gain the resources you need or make a donation today to the Little Rock Foundation. Find us on the web at tlrf.org. You can make a difference.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right wait to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-945-1063. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-945-1063. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-945-1063. That's 1-800-945-1063.
I'm Rick Osick, president of Famous Footwear. Did you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies in the United States? Or that survivors can face a lifetime of serious health problems? But you can help. Join me and Famous Footwear for the March for Babies Walk. We'll work together to raise funds for research and programs that help the March of Dimes fight premature birth and birth defects and improve the health of moms and babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
Conversation focus here. It's Thursday morning already. Yes, it is, isn't it? Amazing. 13th of April is upon us. I'm Doug Steffen with Kara Schillen at the controls in our studio in Washington. A reminder about the special telephone line that's been set up for you to call in and give us your opinion on the issue of the week. The issue of the week has to do with religious holidays. How are you spending Passover, Easter weekend? Are you spending time with your family? Have you made it a priority? If the answer is yes, you press 1 when you dial 800-282-2333. You can say, what's in it for me? Well, when you've told us your opinion, you'll be given a prompt. My voice is on the line. There's a prompt to go on to some special offers that you may find very intriguing, very helpful, very satisfying. But first, we want to know the answer to the question of the week having to do with all these religious holidays and whether or not you're making time to spend time with your family. Yes, you push 1. 2 is no. 800-282-2333. Pretty simple formula, actually, don't you think? Yeah, it's a simple way of us getting a feel, sort of a weekly poll of our listenership. 800-282-2333. Everything's voluntary. It's neat and fast, and you can get to some of the special offers as well very quickly. 800-282-2333. Press 1 for yes. Press 2 for no. Get yourself ready, and let's go, go, go. All right, so if you want to call, you can do that now. Line is available, 800-282-2333. You express yourself on this issue, s'il vous plaît. Speaking of issues, the president says things are not good with Russia. He declared Russian relations may be at an all-time low. Important word there is may be. Rex Tillerson, the Secretary of State, has visited Moscow, and it didn't get off to a very good start, as we hear in this report.
Secretary of State Rex Tillerson's visit to Moscow got off to a heated start Wednesday when his Russian counterpart warned the U.S. shouldn't retaliate against Russia's ally Syria. This warning comes on the heels of a chemical weapons attack earlier this month that killed more than 80 people in Syria. The Trump administration says Syrian President Bashar al-Assad ordered the attack. The U.S. responded by firing almost 60 Tomahawk missiles at a Syrian airbase days later. After the U.S. fired missiles, Tillerson said Russia was either complicit in the chemical attack or simply incompetent at preventing it. Currently, Russian armed forces are stationed in Syria, backing Assad and his allies in a civil war against opposition groups. Russian President Vladimir Putin says Syria doesn't have chemical weapons and condemned the U.S. strike as an act of aggression. While meeting with Tillerson in Moscow, Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov said a second U.S. strike cannot happen. Tillerson took a more diplomatic approach, saying it was important for both countries to state their positions and understand where they differed. While Tillerson is in Moscow, he's also meeting with Putin.
All right, so under the circumstances, there are still people who are looking askance at this, thinking, this is a way of deflecting the real deal, the buddies, Putin and Trump, and how Putin helped Trump win the election, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Trump said the U.S. was not getting along at all with Moscow. And so under the circumstances, well, who do you believe? The bottom line is that Assad needs to go. So the train, let me just sidestep here a little bit to what's going on with the North Koreans as they threaten to launch nuclear missiles at the mainland U.S. The leader of North Korea says, "We have committed reckless acts of aggression." So there are lots of naval ships out there in the Korean Peninsula. The South Koreans are nervous, as you might expect. Chinese are a little bit nervous as well. And I think I saw yesterday that they've sent 150,000 troops to the border of North Korea. And that's because when President Trump met with the president of China in Mar-a-Lago last weekend, they talked about what to do. And the president, our president, said to their president, "You guys take care of the situation. We're going to have nice trade policies. We'll incentivize the deal by making, if China decides to help," he tweeted, that is Trump, "that would be great. But if not, we'll solve the problem on our own." So how is that? How do we solve the problem? Well, it appears, at least this was floated yesterday, I don't know where it came from, but I saw two or three different sources suggesting that there is an operation going on, actually in South Korea, with Navy SEALs being trained on how to get in, where to get in. Now, why would you announce that ahead of time unless you wanted to make, Kim Jong-un, make him nervous? I suppose that would make him a bit nervous. There's a good chance there'd be more provocation, however, because they have a holiday on the 15th, which is Saturday, aimed at celebrating the birthday of the founder of North Korea, Kim Jong-un's grandfather, Kim Il-sung. So if that happens, this kid is a whack job. Everybody pretty much knows that. The Chinese would like to step on him, get rid of him. But what Trump, when Trump says we'll take care of it ourselves, it's the speculation is they'll send in a SEAL team. And if that's the case, they can get rid of everyone. You got rid of Osama bin Laden that way, more or less captured Saddam Hussein that way. He could have taken him out with a SEAL team instead of go to war, but that's a whole story. That's the past, and let's deal with the present. The present situation is not tenable, and nobody is going to cry. Nobody is going to be upset. Nobody will have a problem with bumping this kid off. Nobody. And so that may be what the what Trump means. Will the Chinese help us, or we'll do it ourselves? And then there's what to do with Assad. Assad could be, why don't they bump him off the same way? Send in the SEALs and just take him out. We supposedly, although, wow, the latest thing yesterday about the SEALs, somehow or other, and you wonder where this information comes from, somehow or other, it may have come from inside, because there are Navy SEALs that are reportedly pretty upset with what goes on in the life of, or the lives, plural, of some of the Navy SEALs. Apparently drug usage, prostitution, all kinds of illicit stuff that is the accusation. So let's see if that goes any place. I haven't seen any more on that since I initially saw the report yesterday. All right, so there's a lot of hubbub there. And then we get to the old wars and what's being said by the Pentagon regarding situations like the situation in Afghanistan, where, let's see, George Bush says we'll get out, and we didn't. Barack Obama says we'll get out, and we didn't. And Trump says we'll get out. According to the ambassador, the military in Afghanistan ought to be able to carry on the fight against the Taliban by 2020. So that's when our forces will be able to get out, so he says. We're not talking about creating a new military. What we're talking about is adjusting the military that we already, military assets that we already have. The foreign, the relationship. If you look at where Afghanistan is in the map and understand where it is, it's sort of the eastern Middle East. And it's pretty isolated, the mountains, these areas. They're never going to be able to knock the Taliban off. The Russians couldn't, we couldn't, we haven't. So why are they, we've had troops in Afghanistan since after September 1st. And they did overthrow the Taliban there, but mostly they paid them off to get them out of the way so they could go after Al-Qaeda after September 11th. And then George Bush convinced everybody to go to war with Iraq so he could help out his pals at the military-industrial complex. So we have no business being in Afghanistan. Actually, no business, I don't think, being anywhere in the Middle East. That's my overview, but you know, there's got to be some way of taking care of what's happened in Syria one way or another. I love the way the Russians call Al-Assad their, what do they call him? They were, he was not a, their ally. That was the word they used, yeah. Their ally, huh? Who wants an ally like that? Unless you need the country to do. You want bases. That's what they want. They want to maintain their bases there, their military bases. So why should we stay in Afghanistan until 2020? That's a good question, and somebody ought to be asking it. I'm asking it. So see if a few other people ask the same question. Meanwhile, back to the Americas and what's going on in politics. There seems to have been a special election in Kansas. So let's talk about the outcome of that in a few moments. 44 after the hour, in this hour of Good Day. Everybody wants a good night's sleep, right? Parachute bedding makes modern bedding for a more comfortable home. If you want the sheets that are the best, these are the best for the best night's rest you can possibly imagine. Parachute offers a 60-night trial. That means that you test your sheets for 2 months. If you don't love your new bedding, just send it back. No questions asked. They donate these returns to Habitat for Humanity. Visit ParachuteHome.com/DJV to get free shipping. This is the most comfortable bedding. I'm not kidding. This is really fabulous. Parachute's bedding is 100% natural, no harmful chemicals, no synthetics, and they give back. They donate life-saving malaria prevention bed nets to those in need through the United Nations Foundation Nothing But Nets campaign. Percale bedding, sateen bedding, soft and smooth like no other cotton you've ever felt. Visit ParachuteHome.com/DJV to get free shipping on the best bedding in the world.
Futures and options trading involves substantial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Hire the stockbroker and hire yourself. I'm Larry Levin, and I've been on the trading floor for 23 years. I was one of the biggest traders in the S&P pit. I'm also the president of Trading Advantage, the leading educational firm teaching people how to become professional day traders. Now, for a limited time, I'm offering one of the trading techniques I use to make $1.9 million for free. Invest in and control your own future. Get started right now by calling 800-914-5567. Leave your email address on my voicemail, and I'll email you my free trading technique and and daily insider's market report at no cost to you. This is the very information I use to build my fortune.
I was getting ready to retire. I still needed to make extra income, but I didn't want to work for anyone else. Because of Larry and his excellent instructors, I can trade successfully for myself, and I'll never have to work for someone else again.
Fire the stockbroker and hire the most dependable person you know, you. Again, call in the next 90 minutes, leave your email address on my voicemail, 800-914-5567. 800-914-5567. 800-914-5567.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Tracy McRae. Not that you should need another excuse to get up off that couch, but if you do...
The incidence of esophageal cancer is increasing, and obesity is a key risk factor for development of esophageal cancer, especially in patients who have Barrett's esophagus. So we decided to study whether physical activity may modify this risk of esophageal cancer.
What Dr. Siddharth Singh and his colleagues found was that physical activity was associated with about 19% overall risk reduction.
When we specifically looked at esophageal adenocarcinoma, we observed a 32% or about a third reduction in risk of developing this cancer in the most physically active people.
And with only one in six people diagnosed with esophageal cancer surviving to 5 years, it only makes sense to do whatever you can to prevent the disease. For more information, talk with your doctor or visit mayoclinic.org.
Where does the love for a car come from? If the car is a Subaru Legacy, the answer would be the symmetrical all-wheel drive. Power goes to all four wheels all the time for optimum grip. The Subaru Boxer engine's lower center of gravity makes the Subaru Legacy more responsive around corners and gets better fuel economy than front-wheel drive competitors. What you have then is a midsize sedan with grip, handling, and enviable fuel economy. It's no wonder it turns people into people who love cars. Love is what makes a Subaru a Subaru.
So let's keep the ball bouncing here now, 47 past the hour. The Republicans have been able to hold on to a seat in the House. This was a special election held in Kansas on Tuesday, and apparently it was so close the conversation or the counting went on into yesterday morning. This is the first special congressional election in the Trump administration, and, of course, because of the controversy about him, the Democrats put in a fellow. The reason they had the election is because Mike Pompeo, who'd been the congressman there, was named as CIA director. So let's find out what happened.
Kansas State Treasurer Republican Ron Estes has won a special election in the state to fill a vacancy in the U.S. House of Representatives. Estes was running to replace Mike Pompeo, who left his seat in Kansas's 4th District to run the CIA. The district has been reliably Republican for over two decades, and Estes received support from GOP heavyweights like Senator Ted Cruz, Vice President Mike Pence, and President Donald Trump.
Our country needs help. Ron is going to be helping us big league.
But the race was closer than expected. Estes beat Democratic challenger James Thompson by less than 7 percentage points. Trump won the district by 27 points in November. With that district secured, Republicans now have to turn their attention to defending several other seats vacated by Trump cabinet members, including Montana's at-large district and Georgia's 6th congressional district.
You know how silly that sounds. Listen, 7 points. Most elections, the presidential election, it's usually decided by 2, 3, maybe 4 points. So that wasn't a close election at all. What the heck are you talking about? Yeah, I mean, sometimes somebody comes in and clobbers them. But 7 points is not a close election at all. Like 43 to 50. Nah. Okay, so they won it. Next. Speaking of silly things going on in politics, North Carolina's at it again. One of the representatives has introduced another bill to try to get rid of gay marriage. It's called the Uphold Historical Marriage Act. Let's see what they do with that. My guess is not going to do very much of anything with it, but some politicians feel like they need to try. 10 minutes for the hour here.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Hi there, Dick Allgaier here. I was a mainstream television news reporter for over 3 decades. I normally never do commercial endorsements. I am very skeptical of health supplements, but a friend of mine told me about his experience with Synergy One, so I purchased a bottle, and my wife and I have been using it for a few weeks now. I very much dislike so-called energy boosters, those little energy drinks that have caffeine and guarana and other things that make your heart race. This is not that. My experience with Synergy One has been great. My mood is better. My joints feel better. I have more vigor, more stamina, way increased productivity. My wife and I both noticed that we even dream more. So I recommend Synergy One. It's really good stuff. I'm having great results with it.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
Like my cow burping. It's animal
There's
time.
There's a cow.
Yes, there is, right. The cows are here. The horses are here. The canines are here. Canine, equine, bovine. We specialize in all of that here. When our friend Warren Eckstein joins in the fray to have conversations about how to handle your pets. Most of you don't have bovines or equines, but you got canines and felines. And so what's a snake? Snake line? What is it?
Reptile.
Reptile. That's it. Yeah, right. Yeah. Okay, I wanted it to rhyme. Canine, equine, feline, but apparently that's the end of the road for that. Anyway, unless Warren can educate us as to what else there is that ends in an I-N-E from the animal kingdom. There are food recalls we've got to talk about, plus be careful items at Easter. This is Easter week, Easter weekend. Warren's going to tell you how to protect your dog or your cat from things, unless they're real eggs. If they're real eggs, they should be okay. But Easter eggs, not so much. All right, that information coming right up here from the man who hosts the pet show every weekend around the country. Warren Eckstein is here on is on the case.
In Washington, D.C., 5 organizations from across the country are being recognized for creating social change at a grassroots level as part of this year's Renewal Awards. Allstate's David Prendergast.
We celebrate innovation in the community, people acting on their own to drive change where they live.
Winners of the annual event sponsored by Allstate and The Atlantic include organizations working to help at-risk kids, empower LGBT youth, and transform urban spaces. Taking home the Allstate Youth Empowerment Award was Our Children of Long Island City, New York, for helping formerly incarcerated women and their children build stable, independent lives. Sister Tessa Fitzgerald.
We're delighted and honored to be the recipients of the Allstate Youth Empowerment Award. Awards like this in recognition give power to people across our country to be positive change in our world.
We believe that by supporting communities, we make a stronger country.
Winners receive a $20,000 grant from Allstate. For more, go to therenewalproject.com.
You're listening to Love Advice with Leanne. Caller, you're on the air.
Hi, Leanne. Long-time listener, first-time caller. Why, in your professional opinion, do you never take my calls off the air?
Is this Carl?
Yep, it's Carl. I mean, we had a few dates. Everything was great, I thought.
Well, you know, when you switch to GEICO, you could save a lot of money on car insurance.
Okay, awesome.
You should call them.
I will.
GEICO, because saving 15% or more on car insurance is always a great answer.
All right, so Warren Eckstein from the Pet Show is here. At Easter time, there are a lot of baskets of candy on the floor hidden under the couch or under the chairs. And guess who gets there first? Well, you better be careful, because if Powwow gets there first, there's a problem, right, Warren?
Absolutely. Chocolate, we know, is dangerous for dogs and cats. It contains theobromide. But the problem is, around Easter time, as you said, Doug, there's so much chocolate around that sooner or later a dog or a cat is probably going to get into it. And the problem is, people see their dog or cat eat some chocolate, and then they wait before they do anything. And the bottom line is, the symptoms can take 6 to 12 hours to show up. So if you know your dog is eating chocolate, you need to get to a vet right away. Some of the things you notice are diarrhea, thirsty, too much energy, pacing, because of the caffeine in the chocolate.
You know,
so get your dog to the vet.
I had chocolate. Charlie got into some chocolate once, and when I saw it, the wrapper, I don't know how she got it where I left it, but I put her in the car and I brought her to I sped to Carlson's office. I didn't go slow. I went it was like I was running an ambulance, and brought her inside, and he took her right away into the back room and looked her over, and apparently induced a poop, because you could do that, right? There's some way they can get them to.
Well, they do, yeah, there's many ways. They can use like an infant glycerol suppository sometimes.
He said she was fine. Didn't bother. She had a cast iron stomach. Don't worry about it.
You know, there's a lot of things with chocolate can be overdone, you know. If the dog eats a tiny piece, it's not going to be a problem. But it's usually the baking chocolate, the darker chocolate, or the semi-sweet chocolate is much more dangerous. But you got to keep all the chocolate. And candy in general.
Don't take a chance.
Rabbit.
Exactly.
And don't get real rabbits for the Easter. If you want to
let's talk about the animals that are around that you don't much see, although people give rabbits as pets at Easter time. What happens in that scenario?
You know, there's lots of places around the country. I remember years ago I was doing a TV show with my good buddy Gene Rayburn, and I did a segment on what happens to the chickens, the ducks, and the rabbits after Easter. And a lot of the ducks wind up at the local ponds, and that's not good for them. That's not where they should be, and it's not healthy for them. And the rabbits wind up donated to a local humane society. You can go to almost any humane society after Easter, and they're inundated with rabbits that parents gave their kids that no longer want them.
Or they end up at the local Vietnamese restaurant.
Well, I don't know. Give them a stuffed rabbit if you want. Take them to a petting zoo if you want. But the bottom line is, don't give them any real live animals.
No. They don't know how to. Most people don't know how. I remember having rabbits as a kid because we had the ability to take care of them on the farm. Most people don't know. You have a rabbit in your house, like having a gerbil, for heaven's sakes. Most people don't know what to do with them. All right. Good advice always for more next time. Check out.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.